Over 30 years ago, David Grisman came up with a sound that blends bluegrass, jazz, and Latin rhythms and other styles into what he calls dog music. And that's what you're hearing in this song, Limestone, and the 9 other tracks on Dog's Groove, the latest album from the David Grisman Quintet. David Grisman began playing the mandolin as a teenager, soon after he discovered bluegrass music. In the beginning, he played in the style of Bill Monroe, the man credited with inventing bluegrass. But soon Grisman was composing original songs and exploring other musical styles, and this led to the invention of dog music. The original David Grisman Quintet featured a strings-only lineup that included guitarist Tony Rice and Daryl Anger on fiddle, along with other relatively unknown performers who today are quite well known to fans of bluegrass and acoustic music. Dog's Groove, released 30 years after the first David Grisman Quintet recording, has a somewhat different sound. In his liner notes, David Grisman says this is the most eclectic of his quintet albums to date. This album finds the band leader turning more toward jazz and Latin America for influences, and to accommodate the difference between bluegrass and those sounds, he includes drums and flute in the lineup. David Grisman wrote the majority of the songs on Dog's Groove, with the band members contributing most of the rest. One, written by bassist Jim Kerwin, is a musical portrait of his Irish grandmother, who survived the 1906 earthquake that destroyed much of San Francisco, California. That multi-movement tribute is called Ella McDonald. While many musicians struggle to come up with enough songs for one record a year, that is not the case with David Grisman. On the same day that he released Dog's Groove, fans were treated to the first ever recording by a new band that he's formed, the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience. You'll hear songs from that project in my next report. I'm Catherine Cole. Thank you.